ABC Radio Australia.
Well, today could be a defining day for sport in Solomon Islands, with the country's young soccer stars on the brink of taking their country onto the global stage for the first time ever in the 11-a-side game. As Richard Ewart reports, one more win at the Oceania Under-19 Championship will send the Junior Bonitas off to Poland next year to take on the world's top teams.
The final is still to come at the OFC Under-19 tournament in Tahiti, but former New Zealand international Fred de Jong says the outcome of that match is almost secondary because of what's at stake in the last four for the junior All-Whites, New Caledonia, Tahiti and Solomon Islands.
These are the finals, because if you win your semi-final, you're off to a World Cup.
New Zealand have been there before, but their opponents, New Caledonia, have not, and neither have the host nation Tahiti or their semi-final opponents, Solomon Islands. To make the Under-20 World Cup finals would be huge for any of those three, but in the soccer-loving Solomons, it could be transformative. And the acting chief executive of Solomon Islands Football Federation, Felipe Vega Arango, says the character of the game could change significantly.
I think it would be big, because maybe people would start taking football a little bit more seriously in the field and off the field, especially not the field, in the work ethic, in the nutrition, lifestyle. Maybe some of the players, because this is a poor country, they can even see that they could get a career out of football.
But sustaining change has never proved easy for the soccer-playing Pacific Islands, and Fred de Jong says that's an issue that has to be addressed.
It always seems a little bit disappointing that countries like the Solomons, who have terrific talent individually, just can't seem to bring a group together to make it through these tournaments and actually get their place on the world stage. They've done it in futsal, where it's probably slightly easier because it's a more manageable size group. When you go to 11-a-side, you're talking about squads of over 20 players, and the management, the administration, everything that goes around that increases. And so I think that's probably the area of the game, not only in the Solomons, but probably throughout the Pacific. That's the administration side of the game that really needs to catch up with the ability of some of their players.
And it's an area where Vanuatu would appear to have missed the boat.
Germany, nearly 300 times the population, but the minnows from Vanuatu strike back here with Boncalo with a sumptuous free kick.
Vanuatu shocked the soccer world with their gutsy performances at the previous Under-20 World Cup just last year, but they have failed to build on that success and finished last in their qualifying pool this time.
What sort of program did they put in place for the next group to prepare them for this tournament? They've lost all three games, and that's a wake-up call for the Vanuatu FA to say maybe the process they've put in place isn't strong enough.
A warning, perhaps, for Solomon Islands to consider if they beat Tahiti and make the big jump to the World Cup. But for now, the focus is on that game, and Felipe Vega Arango says a hard fight for the Junior Bonitas just to get through the pool round means they should be battle-hardened.
All the games that we play were tough. Maybe playing at home is not good for Tahiti because they get too nervous. I don't know. It's a difficult game.
Fred de Jong says the outcome is hard to call, but he's more confident about the Junior All-Whites, even though several of their best players actually opted not to take part in the tournament.
There's probably eight players who would have made the squad that have decided that they didn't want to go to this qualification tournament. But even given that, I think New Zealand will be too strong for New Caledonia. On the other side, I think that's going to be a cracking game.
Back in Honiara, Felipe Vega Arango says there is a sense of excitement among the Solomons fans, but some trepidation as well.
In the last World Cup qualifying Under-17, Solomon lost in the semi-final against New Caledonia, and that team is playing right now the semi-final of the Under-19. So I think people will get extremely excited, but I think everybody's a little bit skeptical about the semi-final.
So it's up to the players now to make history for their nation by ensuring that it doesn't repeat itself.